Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already October 10th and 11th, depending on when you're listening to this program. Boy, September flew by, and we're already in mid-October. And last weekend, we had a very interesting show, Craig Peterson, on IT technology and cybersecurity. And, of course, that's a really hot topic, not just because of the Hillary Clinton stuff, but also just in general with viruses and people getting their identity stolen and things like that. So Craig did a nice job of explaining what you can do from an IT perspective to protect your data and your identity. Also, last weekend was the half marathon between Loudoun and Concord, and that's the second annual half marathon that went from the racetrack to downtown Concord. And even though its build is somewhat going downhill, I can assure you it's not a PB course, personal best course. It was a lot of fun, though, and it's great that what Millennium Running has done for the running scene. We ended up in Concord on Main Street. So that's what's up on the sports front. Obviously, the Patriots are doing well. On the Affordable Care Act front, we continue to engage it. We have thousands and thousands of subscribers who have purchased dental coverage off the public exchange, healthcare.gov. And we also, with another Delta plan, created a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And several other thousands of people have bought dental coverage through the private exchange. So from my perspective, we've taken the Jim Collins approach, deal with the reality of the Affordable Care Act, and it's worked wonders for our oral health mission. And a couple Thursdays ago, Dave Cowens, who co-authored the book with me, there were no do-overs, we spoke at Southern New Hampshire University, and we explained the genesis of the title, which is, yes, you're entitled to mistakes and continuous improvement, and all of us can have do-overs for continuous improvement, but there are certain big, huge decisions where oftentimes you don't have a second opportunity. And in our case at Northeast Delta Dental, it was making the decision to get onto the exchanges. Those Delta companies that decided not to go onto the exchange sort of got behind the eight ball. So that's the work front. And the other part of my job is partnering and getting out there in the community. So with me this weekend is Chris Parkinson, who's been involved with the Bow Rotary for many, many years and chairs one of the committees, and he'll explain. But Chris, thank you for joining me this weekend, October 10th and 11th. I know you're a Bow resident. I know you are one of my colleagues as well, but I'm sure you have better things to do than to hang out with Tom Raffio on the 10th and 11th of October.
It's great to be with you, Tom.
And just in the spirit of transparency, Chris works for one of our sister companies, Combined Services, also located at 2 Delta, and is the chief operating officer of Combined Services and does a great job. So I think after break, Judy Goodnow, who's the chair of the Bow Rotary Foundation Scholarship Auction, will be joining us. But let's take a step back, and I know there are a lot of vibrant Rotary clubs. I think maybe take a step back and tell us how many members are there, how many clubs there are, and you can talk about the Merrimack County area in terms of the number of clubs there.
Sure. Rotary's been in existence. It's one of the oldest service clubs in the world, so we've been in existence for over 100 years. We're 1.2 million of us in 200 countries and territories, and we are in 34,000 Rotary clubs. Those clubs are formed into districts, and there's 530 of those in the world. Clubs in this district, which is District 7870, there's 60 of us, and we're in southern New Hampshire and southern Vermont. Some of those clubs more locally are in the Merrimack County area. There's two in Concord. There's a Bow Club. Hopkinton has one. Henniker, Suncook Valley, which is the Pittsfield area, Franklin and Tilton. So we have quite a few clubs in the local listening area, as well as clubs in the Lakes region, Manchester, Nashua, they're really pretty much everywhere.
Now, the mission, the Rotary Clubs, they're dedicated to serving their communities and promoting international understanding, goodwill, and peace. Does the Bow Rotary have a specific, if you will, niche within that? I know I'll ask you to talk about the Amigos de Honduras, but or is it you, are you similar to all the Rotary Clubs?
Yeah, I think we're similar to other Rotary clubs in many ways. Every Rotary club really throughout the world, they're predominantly to improve the life in their community, and that's what the Bow Rotary Club is dedicated to do. And so most of our work is dedicated along those lines. We have events that serves the community. We do fundraisers, and we do as much good as we can in the world. But locally, we do quite a bit of it right here. And we also then do international projects as well. So a portion of what we raise our money for and what our efforts go toward is to help the world be a better place to live in.
Now, one of your particular focus is the Amigos de Honduras. Why don't you describe that, and then after a commercial break, we can have Judy talk about some other projects.
Sure. Rotary clubs, again, throughout the world can do international projects. They take many different forms. We can have a grant project. We just had one recently within the last year that the Capital City Rotary Club, Tony Gilmore, led, which was doing Mongolia, doing some maternity clinics in Mongolia. And Bo participated in that by raising some money and helping with that cause. But we didn't really do any boots on the ground type things with that. We just pretty much were providing some funding. But it was a great project. Another example of things that Rotary have been working on since 1985, we've been dedicated to trying to wipe out polio throughout the world, and we're doing a great job there, I think, or down to really this year. Nigeria is no longer classified as endemic. I went to India several years ago on what they call a national immunization, and shortly after that, a few years after that, India, over 1 billion people, it was taken off the endemic list for polio. So we're down to two countries on polio, and that is a cornerstone project for Rotary. Pakistan and Afghanistan are admittedly difficult countries, but they're the last two that we have to try to take on to try to wipe out that disease.
Most people know the Rotary Club as kind of the focus on polio. So we're down to two countries. Obviously, Afghanistan is war-torn, so that probably makes it a little more difficult to get in there.
Yes, and Pakistan also quite dangerous. But that doesn't stop our desire to and our energy to try to wipe it out. And we partnered with Bill Gates, and we've raised over $1.5 billion since 1985 as Rotarians. And we really try to keep this front and center for the countries of the world with the UN and the World Health Organization, et cetera. So that's really a key project for us as Rotarians in general across the globe. But then we also form together, and there's many projects. Pretty much if you wanted to go anywhere in the world, there's probably a Rotary project that's ongoing there. But this district, for the last 15 years, has been involved in Honduras in a program called Amigos de Honduras. I've been involved with it all 15 years. We've had 24 missions to Honduras. I've led 10 of them. So we've done a tremendous amount. When we first started 15 years ago, we didn't anticipate being there 15 years, and we certainly didn't anticipate all that we've been able to accomplish. It's one of those things where you just stay at it, and you do a little bit and a little bit, and then all of a sudden when you look back, you've been able to accomplish quite a bit.
So you're leading the 2016 team.
That's correct.
So do you know who your teammates are going to be at this point?
No, we just put it out. I know a few of them. It tends to be something that people get pretty passionate about. So a lot of people that go tend to go the next year as well. 30 people are going, but not all of them are Rotarians. In fact, probably only 10 of them are going to be Rotarians. 20 of them are not, but they're friends of Rotary, and they understand pretty much what Rotary is all about. The Concord Hospital has been really a huge support for us in that respect. They've, for about 10 years now, have provided a doctor or two, two residents as well, and one or two nurses. So they've been doing that on an annual basis. So we actually try to improve life in Honduras in three different ways. And the Rotary Club in Honduras, in Don Lee in particular right now, they direct us with respect to the projects and et cetera that we work on. But we do work in three areas. One is with respect to constructing schools and repairing schools. The second is big brigades of dentists and doctors to serve the people in the outlying villages in particular. And then thirdly, we do pure water projects, install water filters and latrines. So we've been working on that, and we have quite a, actually, As you look back now, 30 of our clubs in our district, 30 of those 60 have all gone down, physically been in Honduras, and we've constructed seven schools. We've expanded two schools. We've converted two buildings into schools. We've painted and repaired eight schools, and have worked on a youth center. We've also repaired hospitals and constructed a dental clinic. Our medical teams and dental teams have served over 24,000 people, and the water filters that we've installed serve about 50,000 people.
Well, it's good you got the dental clinic in there. Now, you have made the point when we've talked about this program in the past that, you know, we in the United States, you know, almost take for granted that we have, you know, clean water and so forth. Why don't you talk about kind of the evolution of that? Well, we, something that we take for granted, how hard you've had to work at that.
Yeah, if you don't have clean water, then what happens is the disease will set in, and then that actually really sets a bad spiral in place where all of a sudden the person can't work, can't earn a living, and the quality of life drops down drastically. So we think those areas of trying to improve health, trying to have a sustainable approach with respect to water is important. We also do dental instruction. We have some really huge dental issues in Honduras and really bad dental hygiene. And we try to educate the people that we come in contact with to what the importance of dental care, as well as take care of their immediate disease issues, et cetera. But, you know, it's they're very poor, but that's a very happy population, I can say. It's kind of very eye-opening. On times that we've taken young people with us, they have their eyes opened because these people don't have a lot, but they're really amazingly happy people and are very, very gracious and very thankful for us to be there. So it's really a rewarding exercise.
Now, in the few seconds we have before the commercial break, if someone wanted to either participate in the program and or write a check, I know that you're always in need of a contribution. Who would they contact?
They can contact me through my phone, which is 227-2051, or you can go out to bowrotary.org or just into the Rotary website, District 78770 website. So any of those places, you can get in touch. Because with Rotarians just about everywhere, you can run into Rotarians on the street or socially and just ask them about it.
Perfect. All right. We will return with Chris Parkinson with more of the Bow Rotarians after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio on this beautiful October 10th and 11th. And again, want to put a big shout out to John Mortimer and the Millennium Running Crew. Last weekend was really fun doing the half marathon from Loudoun to Concord. And I also want to thank last week's guest, Craig Peterson. Certainly generated a lot of discussion on how to secure your private information and how to deal with your iPhone and all the things that all of us are concerned about when credit cards get violated and so forth. So Craig did a nice job of explaining that, and I'm sure we will have Craig back. With me is one of my colleagues, my great colleagues at the Northeast Delta Dental Enterprise, so to speak, and that's Chris Parkinson, who is the head officer of Combined Services, which is one of our subsidiaries. And Chris, why don't you this isn't a commercial for Combined Services, but people always ask me, so I have the horse's mouth, so to speak. Why don't you tell us what Combined Services does, and then we'll get back right into today's topic, which is really the Bow Rotary.
Sure. Actually, Combined Services has been in existence for 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary this year. And we're a general agency. We work with brokers in the New England area. So we work with many brokers, and we represent different insurance carriers in that regard. Obviously, Northeast Delta Dental is chief among them, but we also represent Companion Life Insurance, Reliance Standard, Security Mutual, Transamerica, and Assurity, and Unum, just to name a few of them. So we try to promote those products and come up with solutions for businesses and individuals, and we try to, again, we're exclusively really in the employee benefits sector. We also provide administrative services, COBRA administration and flexible benefits, and HRAs,
You'll have to explain what an HRA is.
Yeah, health reimbursement arrangements. And so that's an HSAs, which is health savings accounts. So we provide all of those services. We do that, again, through producers or brokers in the New England area.
So I know the answer to this question because obviously I initiated it, but why would Northeast Delta Dental want to partner and acquire Combined Services?
Well, I think it really completes the way that we can serve our employee benefits, our producers within the employee benefit area and our companies that we do business with. We can really complete the employee benefit line for them. So in addition to dental and vision that Northeast Delta provides, we can provide life, disability, and many of the other types of products that companies and individuals want.
So we can have the whole potpourri of products. And of course, there's also a great cultural fit. As Chris knows, we meet four times a year with all of our employee colleagues together, Combined Services and Delta Dental. Delta Dental has about 185, and Chris's company about 25. And it's amazing the number of people that work for us, with us, that have 20, 25, 30, 40 years. What we just had a recent anniversary. What was the number there?
Yeah, well, Blue Cross Blue Shield actually created Combined Services, so this person's tenure actually goes back before Combined was created. Combined is 40 years old, but her tenure is 45 years.
And so she's been working 45 years. And of course, can you tell her the name?
That's Jean Jorgensen.
Yeah, everybody knows Jean. And of course, one of my colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental is Bill Imbrukis, who's been up there 40 years. So what makes, I think, both companies special is we have a great combination of people with a plethora of experience. When you call in, you get a really knowledgeable person. That's the feedback I get. I get customers and dentists to call in all the time and say, what a blessing it is to get, one, a human being, you know, not a navigation system, and two, a human being that knows what they're talking about. And that's the sum total of the feedback I get, which is wonderful because that's what we want. And then, of course, we sprinkle that in with, as we grow the company, we have a ton of people that focus on technology and keeping us state of the art. So it's a great combination of delightful emerging new employees, as well as, you know, people like Gene and Bill that really, you know, established the foundation of the company, and they're still very loyal, and it's very heartwarming at these all colleagues meetings. So back now to the Rotary. So one of the things I would like give you an opportunity is to talk about the, it'll be here in less than a month. We have an upcoming scholarship auction event, and that's November 7th at the Bow Community Center. Maybe you can give us some more details about that.
Sure. It's at the Bow Community Center. It's on November 7th. It's really a fun night. There's going to be food, music, and really some wonderful items to bid on. We have silent auctions boards that have any number of gift certificates for local restaurants or various enterprises, like Granite State Candies, for example, that type of thing. So we have many, many different opportunities to bid on these certificates in the silent auction. But then we also have live auction items as well. So you might be vacation packages, etc. So some really great items, and it's great fun, and you get some very very good value. But more importantly, we're raising money for the community and for scholarships for Bow students, both those that graduate from high school and move on and want to go on to college and further their education, but also non-traditional scholarships. So it might be to a trade school, that type of thing. We also provide, with the money we raise, scholarships for camperships, if you will. These could be for less fortunate people or for some disabled children. Those are quite satisfying to see when a scholarship like that really makes such a large impact in a young child's life. So those are really great opportunities, and that's why we do what we do with respect to raising the money. There's a number of businesses that support the auction: Merrimack County Savings, Mason and Rich, Allied Insurance, just to name a few. And so it's.
And don't forget you. Don't forget the Northeast Delta Dental
and
Enterprise.
Northeast Delta
and don't you worry, Mike Griffin already hit us up for the electronic toothbrush.
Right.
I think so.
And Mike Griffin is our president. So yes.
And Mike does a great job. I see him at running events, and he is a insurance broker or producer. Sometimes we use those words interchangeably. So that's great. It's a great event. If you haven't gone, please do. And the Bow Community Center is really easy to get to. Just it's right where the fire station is on your way. It's the opposite side if you were turning left as opposed to right into to Bow High School. Very easy to get to.
And it's inexpensive to get in. It's $10 to get in, and that really includes all the food. And then there's also a cash bar there as well. And so it's great fun, entertainment, as I said. And you can really socialize with people in Bow. It's a really a nice night out, and then also bid on some items and really take away some great items. Sports tickets. There's always Celtics tickets, Red Sox tickets, Patriots tickets, that type of thing. So Bruins tickets. So you have an opportunity to get there and do all that.
And based on how the Red Sox played at the tail end of the season, I think the 2016 season might be exciting if they can just get one stopper as a starter and fix their bullpen. But that's another show. That will be Ken Kale and me on Friday. But anyway, would you, one of my colleagues is the VP of IS, who Information System, who lives in Bow. That's Mike Bourbeau. He's really into cars, so this is way ahead. But in May, you have the sort of famous car show. Tell us about that and what's the mission of that event?
Yeah, again, it's a fundraiser for our club, and we use these monies to help the community in many different ways, different projects that we do, different programs that we put on. We put the concerts on at the bandstand, for example, and we also do Winterfest. And then we also help with these funds to, right now we're helping with the library with respect to the projects that are going on there, completing the lower level of the library. So in doing that, we have the car show, and it's become a very big event. It's going into its fifth year, and we had over 100 cars last year. We anticipate, and that was with weather that was a little questionable. We think with good weather, we'll be up over 200 cars this year. So it's become quite the event. It's really on South Street, right behind the Allied Insurance Building, also across from the Merrimack County Savings Bank in Bow, or just down the road from the Chen Yang Li restaurant and the Bow Mobile. So it's very, very easy to get to.
Famous
Bow Mobile.
Everybody knows where that is if you're a skier or if you live in Concord and Bow. You'd mentioned the Bow Rotary also supports the summer concerts, but one thing I'm really interested in, tell us the program that you have supporting books for children in the elementary school. I'm a huge believer, as chair of the State Board of Education, that our students need to read more, and books are so important. So tell us about the Bow Interact Club at the high school, as well as the books to students in elementary school.
Yeah, we support the school system in a number of ways, and one of those is the providing books. We provide dictionaries in one instance, but really kind of the unique one, which I've participated in, is we create books with a company that's out of North Carolina for our first graders. And these books, we get a list of personal information for each child, and so each book has their own family information into it. And when you start reading that book, we usually take one of the children, pick one of the children out of the class, and we read their book, and their eyes pop wide open. They just can't believe that this book has their mother and father noted, or their brothers and sisters, or their aunt and uncle, et cetera. And it talks about careers, so it's good that way. It gets them thinking about what they might want to be when they grow up, that type of thing. But it's very, very nicely put together book, and it's really special. And then each child gets one of these books, and again, it's like a really great opportunity to see the enthusiasm when they receive them. And then later in middle school, we provide career days. So we go out and get different professions to come in, and we have a day where the students can kind of explore different professions and what might be of interest to them as they develop. And then in the high school, we have an Interact Club, which is a club that is a service club and does projects in the community and also raises money for international projects as well. So, and that's a very active group in Bow.
Wow, what a robust list of important initiatives, and I particularly love to hear the reading and also the support of the library. Well, we have a few seconds left. Put one last plug in for the Amigos de Honduras and how people should contact you, one, if they want to donate to that mission or their time or treasury.
Yes, my phone number is 227-2051, and you can leave a message, and I'll certainly get back to you if I don't pick up the phone immediately, but I usually do. Love to hear from you. You can also go out to the Bow Rotary website, and there's a lot of information out there about the auction, about Amigos, et cetera. So that's bowrotary.org. So.
Perfect. Chris, thanks for all you do for the community. The Bow Rotary and all the Rotary clubs do such a great job for the citizens of New Hampshire and the world, actually. Thank you, Chris, for joining me this weekend.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.